Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. In Louisiana today, cleanup continues from Hurricane Laura, which came ashore as a powerful Category 4 storm this week. At least 16 people died, and officials are warning residents that they will face weeks without power and water in the heat and humidity of late summer. President Trump toured the area today.
Our hearts go out to the families who have lost loved ones.
He's also touring damage in Texas. Congress is no longer getting election security briefings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Director of National Intelligence canceled the briefings to the House and Senate on foreign efforts to interfere in upcoming elections. Pelosi calls it a shocking abdication of the DNI's responsibility to Congress and a betrayal of the public's right to know if foreign powers are trying to subvert democracy. Pelosi says if the briefings don't resume, they will consider a, quote, full range of tools to compel compliance. And a judge in northwest Iowa has granted a temporary injunction to invalidate thousands of absentee ballot requests after a challenge was brought by President Trump's campaign and the GOP. Siouxland Public Media's Mary Hartnett has more.
A Woodbury County District Court judge last night granted the injunction after a morning hearing. An attorney with the county argued that the auditor had the authority to issue the absentee ballot request forms, but the judge agreed with the GOP's attorney that only the Secretary of State had the authority to make decisions about ballot request forms. The auditor's office will have to send letters to registered Woodbury County voters telling them that their request forms are invalid, and they will have to fill in another blank request form if they want to vote by mail. Around 14,000 ballot requests have been returned to the auditor's office so far. Trump's campaign and the GOP are also suing Linn and Johnson counties. A Linn County judge ruled this week that nearly 50,000 similar ballot request forms should be invalidated. The Johnson County case is still pending. For NPR News, I'm Mary Hartnett in Sioux City, Iowa.
The UN's refugee and migration agencies say European Union ports have to allow vessels carrying more than 400 rescued asylum seekers to disembark. Joanna Kakissis has more.
The newest rescue vessel is the Louise Michelle, paid for by the British street artist Banksy. Its crew rescued more than 200 people in just a few days. The Italian Coast Guard agreed to take only 49 on board. Another humanitarian vessel is carrying 200 migrants, and a commercial ship has housed another 27 for the last 3 weeks. Immigration lawyer Gillia Tranchina says these migrants have rights under international law.
They're genuine asylum seekers with the right to protection. Once they get to international waters, they have a right to claim asylum.
Malta and Italy often cite the pandemic as reasons to keep ships carrying migrants away. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
And you're listening to NPR News. The Pentagon says two soldiers were killed, three others injured, when their Black Hawk helicopter crashed during a training exercise off the coast of Southern California. Officials say it happened during what they call an aircraft mishap. No other information on the crash was released. Last month, a Navy seafaring tank went down in hundreds of feet of water off San Clemente Island during a training exercise. Seven Marines and one Navy sailor died in that accident. Florida's governor has joined with airline industry executives to send a message that air travel is safe. Globally, air travel is down 85% from a year ago, and the airlines and industries that depend on it have lost billions of dollars. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, the governor's pitch is part of an effort to help revive Florida's tourist-dependent economy.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the airline industry's economic impact on the state was more than $175 billion annually before the pandemic. At Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport, DeSantis encouraged people to get back in the air.
The fact of the matter is the airplanes have just not been vectors where you've seen a lot of spread of the coronavirus.
Airline executives say measures they're taking, including the use of high-efficiency air filters and requiring face coverings for all passengers, make plane travel safe. Health experts say although the rate of infection for air travel appears low, little research has been done to back up that claim. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.